WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, Dayton became the first team in 28 years to play an NCAA tournament game on its home court, where the Flyers were 16-0 during the regular season. Dayton almost ended that perfect string, falling behind by 7 with 3:43 left before advancing to the second round. Kendall Pollard scored 17 points, and the Flyers closed on a 10-2 run to beat Boise State 56-55. Jordan Sibbert hit the biggest shots down the stretch, draining two free throws to tie the game at 53 with 1:02 remaining before canning a three-pointer with 34 seconds left to close the scoring. Next up for Dayton is Providence on Friday in Columbus, Ohio. Robert Morris also advanced to the second round by rallying from a 14-point second-half deficit. Lucky Jones hit a key free throw and finished with 21 points as the Colonials beat North Florida 81-77. Rodney Pryor contributed 20 points and Marquise Reed 19 for Robert Morris, which scored 21 points off of 19 turnovers. Bo Beach finished with 28 points for the Ospreys but was held without a field goal over the final 11-18. Robert Morris takes on top-seeded Duke on Friday in Charlotte. Also in college basketball, tournament play last night in the NIT first round. It was Old Dominion over Charleston Southern 65-56. Arizona State downing UConn 68-61. Temple beat Bucknell 73-67. Vanderbilt over St. Mary's 75-64. South Dakota State beat Colorado State 86-76. It was Illinois State over Green Bay 69-56. And Richmond topping St. Francis 84-74. In the CBI first round, it was Seattle over Pepperdine 62-45, Colorado beat Gardner-Webb 87-78, Louisiana-Monroe over Eastern Michigan 71-67, Mercer beat Stony Brook 72-70, Oral Roberts over UC Santa Barbara 91-87, Vermont beat Hofstra 85-81, and Radford over Delaware State 78-57. In the CIT first round, it was Texas A&M Corpus Christi over Florida Gulf Coast 75-69. Sacramento State beat Portland 73-66. Evansville over IPFW 82-77. Northern Arizona beat Grand Canyon 75-70. Sam Houston State downing UNC Wilmington 87-71. Canisius beat Dartmouth 87-72. It was High Point over Maryland Eastern Shore 70-64. Kent State beat Middle Tennessee 68-56. And Cleveland State over Western Michigan 86-57. A third-seeded Iowa State will open up their NCAA tournament run this morning in the South region. They'll play UAB in Louisville, Kentucky. Cyclone coach Fred Hoiberg says they have some work to do, but he also wants the team to enjoy the moment.
I think sometimes you forget to enjoy this a little bit, and you get so caught up with everything and the pressures of playing in this event. But one thing I talked to our guys about was going out and having fun and playing loose and going out and just absolutely playing the best that they can.
ISU's run up to the tournament saw them coming back from double-digit deficits in their last five games, including the Big 12 tournament that they won. Hoiberg says he wouldn't mind ditching the comeback kids moniker.
I'd love to see us come out of the gate and get off to a great start and us jump out to a double-digit lead. Started a few games ago, the last couple games of the regular season against Oklahoma, on senior night, and they just jumped all over us and had a 21-point lead in the second half. And then, we just kind of switched things up and tried to create some space and driving lanes for our guys, and they responded in a huge way. And I think that game really gave us confidence that, you can fight through adversity, you can battle through tough times and still come out on top. And then we did it on the road the next game against TCU.
Well, the Cyclones tournament run ended last year with George Niang on the bench after breaking his foot in the first game. They beat North Carolina without Niang, but lost to eventual champion UConn in the next game. Hoiberg says that left them wanting more. He said that was a tough time for his team.
I still remember it like it was yesterday. I was about ready to get interviewed by Craig Sager after that game, and our trainer came up and said it's broken. And it was hard to get through that interview. It was emotional. Walked in that locker room, had to break the news to our guys. About what had just happened to George, a guy that we probably played through more than anybody on the team, especially at that time of year. So it was tough.
Well, the Cyclones are in their fourth straight NCAA tournament with a record of 25-8. UAB comes in 19-15. That game starts at 11:40 Iowa time this morning. That can be caught on True TV. Well, the Northern Iowa basketball team will take on Wyoming tomorrow in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Panthers aren't flying under the radar as much this season as they have in the past after they knocked off top-seeded Kansas in their last tournament run in 2010. Coach Ben Jacobson says he doesn't mind seeing the big three-point shot by Ali Farokbanesh that helped down the Jayhawks in the tournament replayed every year. But he says this team wants to create its own highlights.
You know, I think prior to the start of this season, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, that's what we've heard about, right? You know, during the season, but for sure when we get to this time of the year, you know, even when we weren't in the NCAA tournament the last 4 years, that shot still got played, and it's one that gets talked about, you know, around here all the time, as it should. And I think got to the point where, you know, enough, you know, let's move on and let's do our own thing.
One of the players who may help UNI create some new highlights is Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, Seth Tuttle.
He's gotten quite a bit of national attention this year, and deservedly so. But, man, I've been really impressed with how he's handled himself and how the team has been receptive to Seth, you know, getting a lot of that national attention. You know, that part of it's been a lot of fun for me and fun for our program, obviously, to have the attention, but I've been really impressed with how Seth has handled himself.
Well, the game against Wyoming is not likely to be a run-and-gun shootout, as the Panthers stress defense, and Jacobson borrowed some of what they do from Wyoming, and Jacobson says he's impressed with the Cowboys.
I'll tell you, the thing watching them, they know exactly what they want to get done. You know, defensively, they take a lot of stuff away from you in terms of driving it. They really protect the paint. And then they've got some patience on offense. If they can get something quick, they'll take it. But otherwise, they're not afraid to run that shot clock and get something late in the shot clock.
UNI and Wyoming tip off at 12:40 Friday afternoon, our time, with the game televised on TBS. In other basketball news, Syracuse basketball coach Jim Boeheim has announced he'll retire in 3 years. The announcement comes in the wake of a scathing NCAA report that imposed sanctions against his program. The NCAA suspended Boeheim for the first half of the 2015-16 Atlantic Coast Conference season and imposed other sanctions. The violations involved academic misconduct, extra benefits, and the university's drug testing policy. The 70-year-old Boeheim is the second winningest coach in Division I history. The school also has announced that athletic director Daryl Gross has resigned and will work in marketing. Well, Jim Smith has decided to retire after 51 seasons as the men's basketball coach at St. John's University in Minnesota. The 80-year-old finishes with a record of 786 wins and 556 losses at the Division III school. Under him, St. John's made 17 postseason tournament appearances, most recently in 2007. Well, the NFL could be ready to expand the use of replay video. The league's competition committee will propose significant changes to replay at next week's owners' meetings. The committee is presenting a proposal that would permit the replay system to review and correct all penalties called by game officials, including such judgment calls as pass interference. Also to be discussed will be a proposal to place fixed cameras on all boundary lines, guaranteeing coverage of those lines regardless of where network cameras are positioned. Other proposals include moving the extra point attempt to the 15-yard line and guaranteeing both teams a possession in overtime, even if one scores a touchdown on the first drive. And Northern Iowa wrestling coach Doug Schwab is predicting there'll be a new seeding process in place for next year's NCAA tournament. Schwab says he and a lot of other coaches are upset with the seeds many of their wrestlers were handed this year. For instance, UNI 125-pounder Dylan Peters was ranked in the top six at that weight all season, but he was given a number 9 seed.
There's nothing we can do about it now. You know, when I saw Dylan Peters come out as a 9 seed, was I happy about that? No. I think that he deserves a much higher seed than that. He's only lost to the top 3 guys in the country, and he beat the guy who's seeded 4th.
Northern Iowa has a total of 4 wrestlers in the tournament, which opens up today and runs through Saturday in St. Louis. The Panthers will face a lot of familiar opponents over the 3 days, according to Schwab.
We're going to wrestle some guys that we've beaten before. We're going to wrestle some guys that have beat us before. But we have to be ready to wrestle each and every time and worry about the match in front of us, and really that's what our guys are doing.
All 4 of the UNI wrestlers are feeling pretty confident. Second-ranked Iowa has all 10 of its wrestlers in the tournament. Iowa State has 7 wrestlers in the tourney. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.